Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, John, before we get to some for real or fugazis, the Texans head coaching search is first round of it's in the book. So we've had first interviews with everybody now. It's seven candidates. Mike Kafka, the last one to interview on Sunday. The big one was DeMeco on Friday with the tweet coming from the team fairly late into the evening on Friday night that DeMeco Ryans had completed his interview. He had also interviewed earlier in the day with the Denver Broncos, postponed or canceled, however you want to couch it, I guess. Interviews with the Colts and the Cardinals. I've seen some Texans people viewing that as some sort of victory lap to take that he canceled those. I don't know what, John, I don't know if you're hearing anything or whatever, but do you know the nature of DeMeco and what was behind him postponing at the very least, if not canceling interviews with those two teams? Was it just a matter of he ran out of time and I've got to get focused on this playoff game, or is it really down to just two teams for him?
He interviewed with the Broncos late Thursday, interviewed with the Texans late Friday afternoon when he was through with his duties for the day, and he was supposed to interview on Saturday, and he told those other teams he had to focus on the Cowboys because I guess those interviews went longer than he thought. And plus, think about that, how exhausting that can be.
Yes.
Sit there on a Zoom and you've got owners and general managers, and under these new rules, you got to have the HR person, you got to have all kind of people, a diverse group interviewing you, and whether they ask or not, and you're trying to keep up with what you've told. Did I tell the Texans an hour ago what was that the Broncos? Then if you're going to do two more the next day, you know, what the Texans don't want is him going to Indianapolis. And I know he'd love to come to the Texans, and they like him a lot, but they've got to do the second round of interviews in person. They'll reduce the list. I'm guessing they'll bring in Ryans, Peyton, Steichen, and Gannon, because Kafka's been a coordinator and play caller 1 year. You know, same as Ben Johnson. I'd want a guy that had a little more. Gannon has the most. Steichen's been an offensive coordinator for 3 years, DeMeco for two. And, of course, Peyton was an offensive coordinator and quarterback coach before he became the head coach. And while I'd love to have Sean Payton, the idea of paying him $20 million, which only Belichick makes, and then giving up draft choice, I'd still rather have DeMeco. For two reasons. Number one, I've known him. I like him. I've stayed in touch with him a little bit. And I thought back when I was covering him, that he would make a good coach just because of the way he talked. It's like some guys I told Eric Winston and Ted Johnson and Indy Kalu when they were playing, man, you could consider radio talk shows when you're through playing. And I thought that about DeMeco. I never had any idea that he'd become a head coach. But in his 2 years as coordinator, he's been in the NFC Championship game. His defense is great. And one of the things that stood out to me, Sean, his guys are great tacklers. And the Texans were terrible tacklers. They had not only the worst offense I've covered, but they were the worst tackling team I've covered. And the 49ers have a lot of top players that are productive that weren't first or second round picks. So they know how to utilize them. I like his system. I assume that he would call the defenses, but the big key is who would be his offensive coordinator and play caller.
So it sounds like, John, you think it's down to, and I know that this, you're not conveying anything you've heard in this. It just sounds like perception wise, you think it's down to like that it's a top four and that Evero and Thomas Brown and Kafka are more, they're honorable mention at this point. It's a Mount Rushmore for the Texans of the two Philly guys, DeMeco and Sean Payton.
That's just my opinion because DeMeco's going against the other two in the NFC Championship game. If you watch the Eagles, my God, everybody talks about their offense having such great balance with Shane Steichen calling the plays. Their defense had 70 sacks, four linemen who had double-digit sacks. Jonathan Gannon is a hell of a coordinator, and he's already had three interviews, counting the two last year. I don't know what else he could tell them that they don't know, but this is going to start to heat up now. And the ones that hire the coach the first have a first choice of all the assistant coaches who are out there.
Yeah. John, if we went through all five of these right now, if you just said, let's, you know, if we played a little game, we got, I'm just writing them down, Denver, Houston, Indy, who am I missing? Carolina and Arizona. I don't know. Like, I know these are guesses, you know, educated ones, but guesses. If you had to, like, if you had to fill out your dance card right now to get all five of these right, who would you put at Denver right now?
I think I'd put Sean Payton because of the money.
Yep.
And he's the first one to interview there twice. And if you interview Payton, you've already had parameters on a draft choice.
Yep.
And I would put Payton there.
Indianapolis.
Boy, there's a lot of people think they're going to go through this whole thing and hire Jeff Saturday. Oh, I just don't buy it.
I pray, John.
I just don't buy
every
it.
Every night.
I'm going to say they're going to hire a defensive coach.
Okay.
And because Frank Reich was an offensive coach, Jeff Saturday was an offensive coach. So I'm going to say, and I already, if they interviewed Jonathan Gannon, I'm going to say they're going to hire Jonathan Gannon.
They haven't. No, in fact, the Texans.
Okay, never mind.
What about Ejiro Evero? He's a defensive
sure,
coach.
Sure, why not Ejiro Evero?
Okay.
Jimmy Irsay would like his British accent.
Okay, just not D'Amico Ryans, right? Just not D'Amico Ryans.
If the Texans don't hire D'Amico and he goes to the Colts, Texans deserve everything they get.
So is D'Amico your pick right now for this exercise for the Texans?
Yeah, I'm going to pick D'Amico for the Texans.
Okay, and the last two, Carolina and Arizona. Any clue on either of those right now?
Carolina wants an offensive coach. Everybody thinks because of their defense and their running game, although Deontay Foreman is their running game and he's a free agent, that they're closer to winning, plus they play in a terrible division.
Yep.
So I haven't looked to who all they've interviewed.
I'm going to look it up right now. Keep talking, John. I've got the tracker right here.
If they interviewed Shane Steichen for the Eagles,
yes,
then I would say Shane Steichen.
That's who I was going to say.
He's the best offensive coordinator out of there. And Arizona, boy, the media isn't going to want to hear this, and neither are the players. Brian Flores, the Patriot way, goes to Arizona. They heard Monty Austin Ford is the GM who was with the Titans. But before that, he was with the Patriots for years. He'd been with the Texans twice. I think that he'll go with somebody he's familiar with. Usually, if you fire a coach, you want the opposite personality. Cliff Kingsbury was very easygoing players coach, very cerebral. And I think now they want somebody who's going to kick Kyler Murray's butt. And I'm going to say it'll be Brian Flores.
Okay, he is the best.
If it's not Sean Payton,
yep,
in Denver, I think it'll be Dan Quinn.
I do too. I do too. I think Quinn's actually the betting favorite in Denver right now. But so you think? See, I agree with you on all of these, except for I do think Quinn's going to get hired in Denver, and I still think Payton goes back to TV for another year. I think he looks around and says, "I just came out the wrong year." Unless Dallas opens up, then everything changes. If Jerry takes a look at things and says, "You know what? I do need to fire Mike McCarthy, and I gotta do whatever it takes to get Sean Payton here." Then I think obviously Payton goes to Dallas with Jerry. But I think if these are the five jobs that are open, I think Payton just goes, you know what? I just picked the wrong year to come back out. I'll go back and make a few million bucks at Fox. And when one of the LA jobs opens up possibly next year, or Jerry does get tired of Mike McCarthy and he's not going back on his multiple times he's given him a vote of confidence, Then he comes out then. But I that's my prediction for Payton is he's on TV next year.
He told Colin Coward a 74% chance he'd be back.
Yeah.
There'll probably be almost twice as many openings next season. And because there's so few this year.
Yep.
And he lives on the West Coast. I'm not really sure why he does, since he spent so much time in Dallas and New Orleans. But I guess if you're wealthy, I might live on the West Coast too, but and he'll be hoping for Brandon Staley to fail.
Yep, absolutely, Brandon or Sean McVay to finally follow through on getting
you
out.
You want Justin Herbert? There's no Justin Herbert with the Rams.
You're right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.